sports replays.
Yeah,
all
kids
on
like
Sports
that.
Radio 96.7 at 1310.
Marble Falls Street Game. Jub of the week. And the club likes to make it rain. Jub of the week. Says he believes in the mean green. Jub of the week. That's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence.
There it is. That's his theme song. Joining us now in the hang zone for the next hour, if indeed we can dock, it is George Dunham.
Yeah, so you wanted me to come on here and start ripping people. Let's start right away. We used to call this Jub of the Week. Now we let other people in and we call it the Hang Zone. So I've been pushed aside. I come on like maybe once every 6 months now. I don't know whether to rip Jake, the new member of the show. Maybe he's in cahoots with Mino. Maybe it was a cat thing. Maybe it's Blake, the new producer, but somebody needs to be ripped. Right. What happened to my old segment, Dan?
Yeah, I think your anger is misplaced. That was only one segment. This is a totally new thing. Totally different bits.
Bob said we can never have George on for more than one segment. And we kept saying, no, we think he's got a lot more than that. We think he could join the...
No. Don't try to push us off on Bob. This is new Super Bad Radio. Yeah, well, it's cool to have George on every once in a while, but let's not do it every week.
Bob would say, George...
The theme song's not that great, neither is he. I know where you're going.
Bob would say, George gets mad when I say the Cowboys have a top 10 offense. And he thinks they don't. Like, so we can't have this trash in here. And we said, no, you're gone. We want him for a whole hour.
Bob did get mad at me for that. And then I kept rubbing it in as the team meandered through a season and went 8-8, and Bob got even more ticked as the season went on.
We're honored you got up from your Jub nap.
No, I haven't napped today. I've been working.
Yeah? What does that mean?
I mean, during this pandemic time, I've just become an outdoorsman, a yard worker. Every day I work for anywhere from an hour to 4 hours in the yard.
Are you indicating that Jub wood is aplenty? Have you been chopping wood?
That's next. I've stacked up about... We've had about 5 or 6 dead trees, and I just got to go through those with a chainsaw. But if you're still burning wood, Dan, this is a good time to come by the Jub Estate.
Well, the fire season has died down, but I'm always stocking up for next year. So
okay,
I will. I would love to get the passcode into your gated community.
I'll give it to you.
And get some Jub wood, because that is the best wood. Everybody knows that. I got
a
message on Twitter after I said that you would be on. It said, wow, Blake is pulling in the big guests. Don't show him pictures of house cats. It'll scare him.
You know, that's another thing that's about to start wearing me out. I try to, you know, say things that'll help the show, to tell entertaining stories to the P1. And then my words get twisted around that I'm calling common house cats mountain lions. That is not true. I don't know what that thing is that I put a picture up of last week, but it's not a house cat.
I saw that. What do you think of Twitter in general?
It's not the place to go with things you care about.
They should put that on the on headquarters.
Unless it's like your 6 month sobriety day, then no one's going to read that.
Dan thinks that's a bad.
Yeah,
day.
Yeah, they will. They'll say, "Oh, well, like we need to be like people are dying right now. Who cares if you're sober?"
That's actually
you know
Dan.
It doesn't matter what you say.
I'm more of the look. For 20 years, I've been able to handle my high. I'm a functioning alcoholic. And just because you can't handle a couple of beers, I'm not sitting there putting that in your face.
I'm Dan's with you. Always the real hero.
I Dan is a real hero.
It was mischaracterization this morning that you look at a house fly and think it's a murder hornet might have been too far.
Yeah, oh, I know.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, it's great.
It's all funny until I get mauled by a mountain lion out here, and then no one's going
to
laugh.
Because you were petting, you're trying to give it a little saucer of milk.
No.
Put a bell on its neck.
Another Twitter question had, they wanted me to ask your true thoughts on Gordon Keith.
My true thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, I've said it many times. Gordo's the ticket's secret weapon. Right?
It's your thoughts? Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, I mean, I love Gordon.
In fact, last night I was telling my wife, for some reason she never knew, and for some reason I had never told her what a bug chaser was.
Oh, no.
And she was tickled by the fact that that was just brought up to you. I just told her, well, I learned it because Gordo just uses it to try to make George mad all the time by...
Well, it's relevant now because it has to exist for COVID, right?
Apparently, there are COVID bug chasers out there.
Some ghoul.
Which is just really odd.
Is that because you're trying to get it so you'll be immune?
You know, as crazy as that sounds, I know people, friend of friend types, that 2 months ago were saying, I just want to go get it.
Just get it over with?
I just want to get it over with. Like, and at the time, that didn't even seem that crazy to me. And now... I think you should be locked up for that.
Guys in prison
Isn't
are trying to get it.
Isn't there a chance you could, yeah, you could not get it, and then we get a vaccine? Wouldn't that be the best case scenario?
Yeah, I'm going for that one.
Right.
But yeah. I'm also soft. I'm a tree hugger.
Not a tree shopper.
If you had the bug chase, would you bug chase for COVID or AIDS?
Good Lord.
Well, one of them seems a lot hotter, but also a lot more lethal.
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds crazy, but I think you'd go for AIDS, wouldn't you?
Jeez, we have so treatment. You're saying because there's a treatment and a cure.
Right.
The only
thing you need
is,
a nap, George.
The only
no,
thing is,
I'm bringing up a legitimate question here. I'm trying to help your show.
Here's where I would say the problem is. So to get COVID, you just have to have a guy sneeze next to you.
It doesn't have to be a guy. You got
to
stop.
To get AIDS.
Gay AIDS. Thing.
I feel like they inject you in a different way.
It doesn't.
It could be, you get AIDS
while
with.
While they're checking your temperature.
No, let's say you get it with a blood transfusion or something goes wrong.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
You don't have
okay.
to do it.
That's not near as fun.
Now I'd like your job where you could play both sides. And...
don't start. Come on.
Here in the Dragon Den. We're very patriotic, and where'd it go? I thought I had the lighter here. I just wanted to tell you what I've been trying to do.
Under the paper.
Oh, there it is. It's right under my Jeb paper. you were legendary at UNT, I understand, for your Blue Angels.
Man, I don't even know what that is.
Come on.
You guys started talking about it, and I've never heard it called that before.
Yeah, that's what I said. We always just called it Blue Flame. I'd never heard Dan trying to glom off the success of the Air Squadron, the Blue Angels. I mean, that was new to me.
Well, at West Hall, the brothers called it Light and Farts.
The brothers?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
We had a... I had two brothers that lived next to me, Bob and Sam. Their last name was Johnson. They were brothers.
All right. I don't think you meant that. But I guess there's no way for me to prove it.
There's no way.
Did you have some audio for Jubb before
I do.
We go to the news?
So in the last
news,
month
news,
or
news,
so,
news, news.
That's right. We wrapped up our review of the Mavericks 2011 run, and there was a piece of audio. I think this is Dallas-Miami Game 2. So, again, this is almost 10 years ago, and they're going to break, and there's a promo in here that immediately made me think of George and thought, we need to reconvene and discuss his take here.
Oh, no.
It wasn't a severe shot, but it certainly looked enough of a shot to cause a difference in his shot.
ESPN's presentation of the 2011 NBA Finals on ABC. Brought to you by Volkswagen. That's the power of German engineering. That's Das Auto. And Zookeeper. In theaters July 8th.
Okay. Here's another thing that I was wronged on. I was wrong on Hot Rod. People have come around on that. Zookeeper, all I said was, I saw the trailer. I think it's going to be a game changer. I
That's
then went and saw
That's
Zookeeper.
Not in all I said. That is a really over-the-top statement.
Yeah, if you had said it's going to be a good movie.
Right.
A game changer.
No, I thought it was going to be, hey, when Kevin James and the gorilla pull up the TGI Fridays and the gorilla says, shut up, I thought this is going to be the movie of all movies. And it was still... It was still okay. It just wasn't the game changer I thought it was going to be. It was good. Yeah, I'd watch it again. I'd watch it right now.
So is your issue that it stated that your claim was that it was going to revolutionize comedy?
I thought it was going to be the funniest. I thought it was just going to be a movie we could all have fun with. That's how I introduced Hot Rod, and I got beaten by baseball bats over it. And
was
now,
the same
you
year?
Know.
Game changer, though.
Was that the same year that... That, like, the Super Bowl ads all had babies talking and animals talking? And was there some breakthrough
it may
in technology
have been.
That allowed animals to talk?
I'm That's funny, sure. though, right? So, animal humor. It's great, especially if you have a gorilla talking.
No, I love it. I just
it's Gorilla Channel good.
Gorilla Channel. I think I'm as close to you on loving animal humor as anyone at the station. It's just that the way you stated it made me think that the next Marty... movie with Leo and you know De Niro would have a talking seagull in it.
Right. Every great movie from here on out.
It had a chance. Okay, but look how funny the Gorilla Channel was though. Look how funny that was. What if you had a whole movie of just basically that? You know,
Meryl Streep will co-star with a ferret. All right.
Oh, man.
Is this the best or no?
I think it's the best.
Well,
I'm having a great time.
In the 150 segment, we're still up in the air on what exactly to do. Would you be up for taking phone calls?
Sure.
Wow.
That's sure you would. More.
Oh.
You want that guy? What's your favorite great caller? Well, we'll get to that in 150.
Okay.
Think about
right.
that because we have 130 news.
It.
Jubb joins us for the 130 News next. It is time now, as Jubb is with us for an hour in the hang zone. Let's do the 130 News with Jake.
Thank you, Dan. Here's my note.
Raising Cane's.
Oh, I like chicken.
I like chicken.
Well, one of the first companies that elected to send its workforce home when the COVID-19 outbreak started has now made the decision to make working remotely a permanent option. The people who are known for providing a platform where it's not a good place to go if you care about something, Twitter, has announced that their coworkers, for the foreseeable future, can work remotely if they would like to. If you're able to continue working from home or possibly anywhere else that makes them happy and productive, you can work there forever.
Oh, really? Forever?
There's some people who have to do things in person, like maintain the offices or work on servers. But if you're not that, then you don't need to come in. Now, George, you're not working from home traditionally, right? You're in the Muser's bunker. So do you think... Do you think you would have been on board with doing the show from home for months on end, or do you take issue with not being able to leave the estate every day?
He might want to answer that when he gets back.
Really?
Okay, how about now?
What kind of producing is that, not having your guests lined up?
Or telling me that you must...
Yeah, or maybe not telling us that George isn't there.
Because I had this big setup. How are we feeling? Interestingly,
how
I think
do you feel about the designated hitter?
Jeff, do you read me? Over.
Yeah, I've got you now. Is that not great?
What? What happened?
A little afternoon delight?
Shut up. I don't know what happened.
Oh, he was busy watching the zookeeper trailer over and over and got distracted.
Man, bombing, I'm telling you, I just went back and watched it again. I stand by my words there, 2011. Had all the makings. Uh-oh.
Our top story, George, is that Twitter is allowing people to work from home forever if they're able to. They don't have to come in. And I was going to ask you how you would have felt about not having to come to the show in person, and then your mic didn't work, and you were distracted by either a bombing run or a zookeeper, and I think you answered the question for me.
I miss coming into work. I really do. Now, I could do this if we have to do it for another 3 months or a year, but I miss people.
Do you miss the people or the routine of leaving every day?
Right.
Right.
See, I leave and go. I still leave and go to the Muser's bunker, very secret location. But I just, and it's nice to see Craig and Gordon, but it's not like, you know, seeing everybody there at the station.
Pat,
sales chicks.
Pat, yeah, sales chicks. You know,
little T&A.
Trey. Well,
that's interesting because George is one of the few people who I would say is pro small talk, but I'm not whipped by it. And it might be because he's a god in everything to me, but
no, he knows the right amount.
A lot of people that we
work with,
he's
up for a little bit and then he's off. He's a quick hitter.
But I think the big time small talk guys and females we work with are probably really missing this because that's their lifeblood, but I don't miss it at all. But George is a small talker who's not an ass whip.
Well, that's good to know. If I see you guys, and I don't see you guys every day, but seriously, I look at it as a real treat if I see Jake's in early or you guys have a meeting with Kat and you're in earlier. Then I used to duck into your meetings and say hey, and I'd get the feeling that I was starting to whip you, so I'd leave.
Pull the ripcord.
Yeah, I had nothing usually, but it's just nice to see you. I like you guys. You make me laugh.
George, that's more, I'm sure, more Dan. Texas prisons are announcing that widespread coronavirus testing for inmates will begin ASAP using self-administered tests. This announcement was made yesterday. The new testing is already underway, actually, but it's supposed to become more widespread in the next week or so. So I guess this is some sort of a new oral test. And they're letting the prisoners self-administer.
So this guy's in for life, but we're going to trust him to give himself a COVID test.
Yeah, he's like, I'm clean, don't worry.
That's
let me around anyone.
First thing I thought. Like let all the kids in detention grade their own papers. See how that goes.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a great idea. I know people don't really worry about that, but that can be really bad if, like, the 90% of a huge huge prison, if they get COVID, that'd be terrible.
Right? Yeah, because I mean,
for the people who work there and the support staff, and yeah, it'd be awful.
And also, I mean, maybe I'm Judge Softy here, but if you're in prison, particularly for a non-violent crime, I don't think you should just lose the ability to get visitors forever. Okay, here's lock them up and throw away the key,
no,
Dan.
Forever you've thought there's prison rape going on, and you're like, well, yeah, guess you shouldn't be in prison then. Like, it's why you don't want to go to prison, right? You're pretty sure that happens.
Okay, but there's people who are in prison, Dan, and all they did was sell pot.
Well, now you've,
okay,
you've crossed the line.
Yeah,
I thought I'd just try to give him something he could relate to.
It's particularly, again,
that's not rape-worthy.
Dangerous because it was a study, I'm sure George heard about this via Muse in the News, that a study in Asia found that 16% of men who had COVID and had recovered from it still had the virus in their semen.
Ooh.
So if we're talking about prison...
How do they know? There's no way you know that.
It would seem impossible.
Have to take a semen sample from every guy who got the disease.
they tested 38 at this hospital, and some of them, a very small amount, still had it in their seed, but not the rest. Now, it's not
So they had all 38 of them. Give me a cup. Go into the room. Here's some porn. Bring the cup out.
It's like important to note these people were in China, so they could probably make you do just about whatever, whenever.
Even that.
I guess so. George, did you
ever
thought
you said
to?
They were Japanese.
No, Chinese.
Oh, I thought you said Japanese. I'm sorry.
My bad. I thought you were setting up...
their knees were unclean.
Yeah, I thought you set something up, because...
I'm not. I swear, I thought you said in Japan. I swear that was what you said, but it's okay.
I might have said Asia, but yeah, China.
China. It's not in their Coke.
See, that's where I thought we were headed.
I mean, Bill Parcells wouldn't care which one you said, but I did.
Test the Coke.
Now, George, did you ever have to... as part of the reproduction process, did you ever have to do what I did, which was go supply for the turkey baster? Or are you just
No, not for reproduction, but I did have to do that nonsense when I got fixed.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Just to see if it worked.
Yeah. That's
terrible.
Yeah, I had
to do it when I was on the Build Bonfire. I was an Aggie and had to fill up the jar.
What do you think of that sort of jar humor, Jubb?
Having a little fun here.
I was laying as low as possible.
So you like the poop in a jar humor a lot better?
I didn't say that, sir.
Where does that come from?
Isn't that when Chuck Morgan says don't jar? Isn't that what he's talking about?
Oh, okay.
Please, kids, don't jar.
Future Howard Hughes out there. A man in Fort Worth is accused of setting a vehicle on fire with someone in it. He held authorities at bay for more than 3 hours. This was on Monday night before he was taken into custody. What he had was an RV. Deputies responded to a family dispute around 7 o'clock Monday night.
Yeah, Mr. White!
And the man had attempted to set a recreational vehicle on fire in the driveway. You ever wanted to become RV guy? Like, travel the country RV guy, Jubb?
Yeah, absolutely. I almost... one of my buddies in the music business, Steve Helms, who plays Jubb Jam every year, tried to get me to buy his bus a couple of months ago.
Really?
It's like 40 years old. I almost did.
Is it so it's totally decked out?
It's I would say art decoed out. I mean, it's a little dated. It would have needed some work, but it's pretty cool. It's an old Prevo. It's a touring van, but or a touring bus. It's one from like 1980, I think, 82.
Is that just a lot bigger than you need for the family? Like, you'd get something smaller than you were buying on the market,
And we've tried to big time it before when the Bird Dogs have actually been invited to play a festival. We've, like, rented an RV, you know, just so we have a place to hang out all day.
Burn one.
And so we'd have use for it about four times a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
how it goes.
Years ago, we took a driving vacation of Texas. So it was a summer vacation, and we just said, let's drive around Texas. And I remember driving down, when we headed down to Houston, we were going to go past the prison for some reason.
Huntsville.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I think there was some little museum there. You could look at old Sparky.
50-foot Sam Houston.
Yeah.
Home of the Huntsville Hornets.
I don't know if this is still the case, but every 5 miles or so, there was a giant billboard about some RV super place. It was like Bubba's or something. And it was so often that you could not miss it. And so we were like, then got to talking about, maybe we should be RV people. We love driving vacations. We would take a flight to, you know, Tucson, Arizona, and drive up for a few days and stop. We had no plans, no hotel reservations.
The best.
Would just, you know, call during the day when we decided we'll probably get to Phoenix tonight or whatever, and drove up through Sedona and ended up going to the, you know, the Grand Canyon and whatever that big dam is, the Hoover Dam, and then Las Vegas. And, like, what, we would just take driving vacations.
Whatever that dam is.
the big one.
The big one. The one that broke in Superman. Was that Superman 1, oh, yeah. George?
I think so.
Yeah.
And he had to reverse time.
Right. Always had a problem with that.
Yeah, it was pretty unstable.
Because I think
a guy flying around in tights, that wasn't too unstable. But
No.
The fact that he could change the rotation of the Earth was
pretty
ridiculous.
If you're willing to accept the whole Superman story, now he has to live and abide by your laws of nature. And if he just flies so fast that he spins the Earth the other way, I would think you're going to cause a lot more problems than just reversing time.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to cause
it should have just, like, ended the Earth right there.
Right. I feel like that was a really bad move, but somehow that made the dam unbreak.
What's the longest family drive you ever took, George?
Oh, yeah, but I want to tell you. So we stopped at Bubba's RVs, and those top-of-the-line RVs, because we were saying, like, I couldn't take this one. This one's crappy. This, like, the real good ones were more than the nicest home you could imagine.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're
right.
Really,
that's
really
the problem.
Expensive.
And yeah, to travel the right way, you got to spend a lot of money.
And so we've decided we're not going to be RV people. Now. Maybe we could rent one.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. But it was not like super top of the line. But for 8 or 9 buddies to take a drive down to Gulf Shores, and it was pretty sweet. Now, Dan, would you play a road game bathroom wise in the RV? Dan won't use the bathroom outside of his home.
If you're on a vacation, you're gonna have to.
But would you stop, or would you do it while it was moving and then dump it later?
I'd rather stop. I think there you'd be in a contained environment where the same people are using that bathroom, so maybe I don't have to think about that. But you don't mind going to the corner gas station here.
I'm going
to
do it today, because the only place in the world that I won't go is this bathroom right here in the Dragon Den, and that's out of respect for you, but trust me.
And I heavily appreciate that.
I could go in there right now if I were allowed to. So I got about an hour and 20 left here.
Oh, no.
I'm going to allow you to, but I'm going to be very disappointed if you do.
All right, coming up next, more road trip talk, AIDS or Corona, and phone calls. All right, 155. Oh, I wasn't sure if this one had lyrics or not. It's Dan.
What are we doing?
The track it thin, and also in the hang zone, which means someone's hanging. And it's George Dunham.
At school, I try to pick up at the pool.
Whoa!
At least you waited until after school.
Yeah, I didn't do that during school hours.
Or before.
My quick follow-up.
I was destroying in that rap until that moment.
You
didn't do anything.
You came in pretty hot. In the after-school part, I was ready for you to tear the house down.
I don't know. I mean, it started off super positive, then it just got crazy.
That movie has grown on me so much.
Hot Rod? Maybe try the same thing with Zookeeper.
I've never watched it. I don't think I ever will. But Hot Rod.
The disrespect.
Hot Rod is funnier every time I watch it.
Jake, have you ever sat down and watched Zookeeper?
I have not. I will knock that out for you today if you want me to.
Bluff.
Just whenever. That would be great.
Oh, he's a muser.
That's
I'll
right.
Tell him whatever he wants.
Dave's been asking me to watch Boyhood for 6 years, and I haven't gotten around to it just to spite him. But if it's got talking animals, I'll watch it tonight.
See, there you go. I think you'll be amused. Oh, yeah. Yeah, babies love it.
Not this second, but do you want to take calls? Should we set them up?
Yeah.
Like, mention the phone number? What's the phone number, George?
888-787-1310. Line them up. Let's get ripped.
Let's hear from you. George, your favorite e-brake caller?
Favorite e-brake caller would probably be either Coco from Lower Heaven. I still like fake Natalie Maines. Yeah, I'll go with fake Natalie Maines. It's because she has stayed in character now for about 20 years.
What's the little kid's name?
Oh, Cassidy?
Cassidy.
Yeah, I like Cassidy, too.
Cassidy that kind of nails it.
Yeah, it's going to be weird for you guys. Pretty funny, too.
Is it going to be weird for you guys whenever you're at Summer Bash and you see Cassidy manning a booth as a ticket chick?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I just hope there's no...
Not to.
I just hope there's no countdown mechanism with her name on it up there at the studio.
We were talking about that.
That went to 3-7.
Yeah, that's not our bid. They fought hard for that.
Yeah. Bob said he wouldn't leave without it.
Not.
Yeah. Bob was always into the countdown clock.
He's like, I want Joel Klatt and the countdown clock.
It definitely was not about Cassidy, George, but we have on the show discussed in recent weeks how odd it is when you see a celebrity news story about a couple with a large age disparity. That's not that weird. But whenever typically the male knew the female whenever they were like a teen. Like they knew their family, or like when Tiger slept with his neighbor's daughter, but he knew
he first met her when she was 12.
Seventh grade.
Yeah.
That's got to be the lowest of low in my book.
That is. You can't do that. That's just so wrong. That's just illegal recruiting. It's everything.
So the point is, it's not if you ran into somebody now that you knew when you were 12 and now you have relations with her, because you were also 12.
Right. That's just hot.
You had to be much old, a real adult.
Yeah. It's bad.
And you knew her when she was 12.
Very bad.
Yeah, and especially it's definitely a flagrant foul if you know the family.
Right.
Or is that just so forbidden?
Stop. Stop.
My favorite caller is your gal pal, Susan Hawk. I don't know where that guy came up with that, but it's brilliant. I don't know if that sounds anything like actual Susan.
I don't know if it does either.
But when I look at her, I hear that voice. And what happened to Susan Hawk?
She had a bit of a
little pills
breakdown, and maybe some pills, and no need to get too.
I'm interested in Susan Hawk, and I think Junior would be very interested in this story.
Corby, I enjoyed last week when she called in, and before she voted, she wished you guys a happy Easter last Tuesday. Just whacked out.
All right, we'll take some calls. We're talking to Jubb. We're going to go to the phones now. Is that cool, Jubb? Are you?
That's great. No, that's great. Let's go to the phones.
Okay, we'll start with line 4 is Justin in Weatherford. You're on with George.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Huge fan, been a P1 since I was 10. Just wanted to call and heard y'all talking about prisoners getting COVID. And my mom works at the FMC Carswell Federal Prison, and it's starting to hit there pretty bad. And some of her employees have contracted COVID, and it's not looking too good for her. Getting kind of crazy out there.
You got a mom?
Yep.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Let's go to Kevin in Fort Worth on line 1.
Kept waiting for the bit, but...
Hey, George. Did you submit your voice for Big Tex? I think it was supposed to be by April 15th. Did you try out for that, or are you allowed to talk about it?
Did you see that?
I did not.
Erica Badu was trying out for that.
On Central Trek.
No, I did not. I think that job is pretty prestigious and cool, but at the same time, I think it'd be a beating. If you have to get in there at 10 o'clock and talk for 8 hours.
George, they're not inside Big Tex, but you don't have to worry about it.
Plus, you could catch on fire.
Yeah. Or I don't care where you are. You're in a lavish studio that's 40 yards away. Yeah, where is that person, by the way?
I believe George, the only way he has ever interviewed for The Voice of is in a bar late at night, correct? Isn't that how you got The Voice of Texas Stadium?
I did not interview at that time, but I think it may have made me top of mind when they needed a PA announcer.
We go to Eric in Casper, Wyoming. The home of the troopers, the DCI troopers, Casper, Wyoming. Eric, bring it.
Jub, did you, where's the best place to have a house party? I babysat Dan's kid at Grego's one time for about 30 seconds. I used to be your snow cone hookup. Dan, am I wrong? Was there the, was Dennis Haas from the Bunny Ranch there at that house party?
I do not recall. The last time I remember seeing Dennis Hoff was at the last place Janis Joplin ever ate dinner in Hollywood. But I do recall being at a Grego boathouse party, and he had a rented snow cone machine. And I do know I would bring my oldest daughter. So
the best.
This guy checks out. But I don't know anything else about
y'all
what
he
said.
Have a wonderful day.
Oh
boy, kind of petered out there.
Kind of dejectedly, he was upset that he had to wish you a wonderful day. Hey, Blake was reminding me that you and I once had a big bet, and this is not the bets we've had on picking games, which have been just the best. In fact, I think first year we picked games together, you lost and had to wear the LeBron suit.
Yep.
And the second year we've ever picked games together, I lost. And was that clown or football uniform or
Andy Reid?
Andy Reid football uniform.
Yeah, maybe one of the greatest things ever.
Yeah, that one's much better than just normal clown.
But I think once Ohio University, home of Peter King, MacGyver, and me,
and Fernando,
of course, once played. The University of North Texas, the home of Jubb. And Blake was reminding me, he found some old audio or something where we bet on a football game. Apparently OU won, the real OU, the OU which is established first.
Yeah.
And I think you had to, what did you have to wear?
I had to wear, what do they call them, like skin suit?
The Green Man?
No, it was like you had to wear like the real tight Under Armour or something.
Yeah, the Terrell Owens outfit because it was it was skin tight head to toe.
Skin tight.
Where did you wear that?
To a guy's night out.
Dang. What are the pictures of that?
From what I remember, though, the women of Cowtown loved it.
You were jacked?
Totally. That was back when I was ripped.
Do you think you're going to see UNT play football this year?
I don't know. I don't have a great feeling about the college football season. I hope that North Texas will play and everybody else in college football, but I don't have a great feeling about it.
So you'd like to witness that?
Yes, absolutely. I'd like to witness it.
All right.
You're such a jerk. Because what? I didn't even get that when you guys first did that song, and I was like singing along with it, and I didn't even get it.
Dude.
You had a tear in your eye.
I can't tell you.
It was a sweet song.
I'd done the game for 25 years, and the next day you guys had me on. I said, you know, that's really nice for them to have me on. And then you and Corby did a song, and I thought, wow, that's really nice. They did a song. And I was like singing along with it, and then I realized what I was saying.
Yeah, the next day when we told you, right?
Yeah, I think it took me 24 hours to figure it out.
I can't tell you how fun. There's two nights that I really remember, the night before doing a bit where I'm cry laughing. And when Corby and I are coming up with it and he, you know, did the music part and we're writing the lyrics together and deciding, okay, you can't lean into it too much. You have to leave something. That night and the night before we did the killer prank where Killer wanted to sing an a cappella song, and I was telling Jake about it, that Killer requested. He's like, I think this will sound better without music. And I'm like, I agree. You've got a good ear for this. You should absolutely sing it without music.
Do you want to hear a snippet, or is that too racy?
Blankenship. Which one? The Jubb when Jubb retired?
Yeah.
Let's hear when Jubb retired from...
That was a sad night.
Your retirement, there's one thing we'd like to view. We want to see
UNT. Make it to the big dance, then we might see UNT. Hopefully advance.
It's an aquarium.
Can't even keep it together.
Unbelievable.
That's a beautiful song. That's a touching tribute.
It's a weird chord progression to begin with, but then, yeah, I didn't, it's, and I don't know if it still exists, but at the end I'm like singing along with you. It's just, it's awful.
Cue it up to where he's singing along with us, and let's take a call. Okay. What if we take Garth in Gainesville? Garth, you're on the ticket.
Hey, George, how's it going?
All right. How are you, Garth?
It's going good. I'm just a student at UNT, and I know you're anxious to see the Mean Green out there. Do you still believe in them?
Yes, I do believe in the Mean Green and Seth Luttrell.
Well, I'm going to kick your ass, Jub.
Oh, come on. So surprised I didn't leave him on.
Let's stay in Denton, or let's go to Denton. Clinton on line six.
You're all. Hey, George, I know how much you love UNT. We used to have a few music festivals back in the day. They kind of stopped. I think it was probably because of funding. What are the chances you can get something going again, maybe like a nice little three-day music festival? I know you got Jump Jam right now, but it'd be cool to have some kind of nice big shindig.
Yeah, come on,
that
George.
Would be cool. They still have arts and jazz in the spring. I guess that's been rerouted or postponed, but yeah, we need to.
Yeah, Dante.
We need to get
Denton.
Something.
Dante, you're on the ticket.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Hey, Jake. Mr. Dunham, I have a couple of Argyle Animal quick hits for you. First of all, what has been your copperhead situation this year and in recent years? And secondly, my dog killed a squirrel the other night, and I threw it in my neighbor's vacant pasture, and something headed down and ate it, like bigger than a large dog, bigger than a big bobcat, something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We got cats out here. We got bobcats. I think we may have a mountain lion that roams Denton County, southern Denton County. And I've only killed one copperhead this year, but I kill them every year.
Shovel.
We have a bunch of copperheads out here.
Use a shovel?
Yeah. Or a hoe.
Yeah. Grandpa loved the hoe. Just whacking it.
So you got to make sure you get it the first time, right?
Yeah.
Because if you
don't miss.
If you nick it, then you're in trouble. So it's a, boy, that's a tenuous situation when you're trying to line that shovel up right. And
I know. They can only strike half their body length, right? Isn't that the deal?
Boy, that sounds like an inexact science to me.
Like an old wives' tale?
Right.
You got that
I usually feel pretty good about it. I've used a golf club before, but yeah, it's usually a shovel or a hoe.
I think he's going to go about with the 9-iron. Nothing would make Giorgio happier than a tourney run from his team. If you want to honor Jubb's years of service, let's have him realize his best sports dream. We want to see UNT.
UNT.
Make it to the big dance. We want to see UNT. Hopefully advance. We want to see UNT. Go on an amazing run. We want to see UNT. Give George this gift now that he is done.
Wow.
We love you, George.
Right. I totally forgot you were doing call and response.
25 years of service.
Man.
That's better than a gold watch right there, buddy. A
you
song
know,
written
that,
just
that
for
really was sweet of you, Dan. You and Corby to do that for me. That was
just
really nice.
For you. What if we wrap this up with Cassidy is actually calling on line five. Cassidy, you're on the ticket.
Good afternoon, Bad Radio. This is Cassidy.
Hi, Cassidy.
Hey, George. Hey, speaking of cats and hoes and CUNT football, George, I wanted to see if you could explain both male and female docking to me. I don't understand it. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kat. Well, look at there. We're up against the ticker. Maybe next week.
The conclusion of the Hang Zone with Cassidy. George, we appreciate your time this week. Let's do it again.
Thanks, guys. Okay. Hope to see you soon.
All right. Space Jam.
I love you.
I blew him up.
Guy comes to the Hang Zone.
Sorry.
And you blow him up.